Thanks, Nathan. Good morning again, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It is Maryland Morning, and it's time now for our monthly segment called Smart Nutrition. For a lot of us, the new year was a chance to make yet another resolution about dropping a few pounds. Well, now, 7 weeks into 2016, for many of us, those great intentions have, shall we say, migrated from front of mind to somewhere else. Many folks look for a little help when it comes to weight loss. There's no shortage of commercial weight loss programs and no paucity of testimonials of people showing off their newly trimmed physiques. And as happy as we may be for those smiling folks holding up their fat pants for everybody to see, the business of weight loss is just that, a multi-billion dollar business. Dr. Kimberly Gujuni from Johns Hopkins Medicine joins me. And by the way, I've been pronouncing her name wrong for the past 2 days. Dr. Gujuni is from as I said, Johns Hopkins, and last week she published an article in the journal Obesity, which looked at hundreds of weight loss programs to see if they incorporated medically recommended elements that have proven to work. Doctor, good morning and welcome, and my apologies for bungling your name here for the last couple of days.
No, thank you for having me.
So you say in one of the articles that the nutrition and weight loss industry is like the Wild West. In what ways?
Well, for the longest time, obesity really hasn't fallen under the medical umbrella. And so as a result, there hasn't been a lot of evidence-based practices. So people are putting forward programs that may or may not work. However, we've actually been studying obesity for decades and decades now, and we actually do have a sense of what are the critical elements that actually can make programs work. And now that obesity is recognized as a chronic disease, I think we're at a time to bring that under the medical umbrella and kind of raise the standards of what's out there.
So you talk about five key components that you think are important for weight loss programs to encompass. Let's run down what those are. One of them is that they have to be high intensity. What does that mean?
So really the amount of contact that you have with the program is really important. So we know that the more contact you have, usually the better people do. Provides more support. So there's actually a specific recommendation of having at least 14 sessions over a 6-month period with the program.
All right. So if you're doing this once a month or something, you know, over 12 months, that's not going
to
cut it.
Yeah, you're less likely to be successful or as to lose as much weight as you'd want to. Mm-hmm.
The second is that they should recommend science-backed approaches to diet. So what does that mean?
Yeah, so there's a lot of dietary information out there and a lot of misinformation. However, we've actually studied a lot of dietary approaches that have been shown to lose weight. That can range from following a low-calorie approach, a lot of specific dietary types like low-carb or vegetarian or using meal replacements. I think while it is confusing, the good news is that there are a lot of options out there, but really working with someone who knows what actually has that evidence is important.
And more than one of those approaches works. It's not like there's one that's definitely great and all the others are second tier.
Yeah, there's not a one-size-fits-all, and so I think that that allows us to really tailor to the needs and preferences of the individual because we know that a variety of things do work.
Mm-hmm. The third component of a good weight loss program is that it's got to encourage increased physical activity, and I guess the operative word there is increased.
Yeah, so we know that with studies that it's really hard to lose weight with exercise alone. However, exercise is really critical in actually maintaining your weight loss. And so during the weight loss process, we want you to become more active so that when you reach that goal weight, that you're actually active enough to keep the weight off. For a lot of people who are struggling with obesity, we need to do this slowly because we don't want you to injure yourself. And so that slow buildup is important.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to, once you get into that habit, that habit is easier to sustain, you know, if you're not just starting from scratch.
Exactly. If you reach the end and you haven't yet really engaged in exercise, it's going to be really hard to pick up and all of a sudden start running, you know, a few miles every day because your body's not used to it. So let's do that at the outset of that slow buildup so then you can be successful in the end.
All right. So we're talking about these five key components to good weight loss approaches. One is high intensity. The second is a science-backed approach to the diet. The third is to encourage increased physical activity. Next one is new behavioral strategies. So it is just, it's not just a matter of, you know, eating fewer calories. You've got to change more holistically.
Yeah, so and I think these strategies like weighing yourself, tracking your calories, your exercise, or meal planning, it gives you some framework and accountability with which to work. If you just say, follow this diet or do this exercise, it's really hard for people to stick to. We need to give you a context with which to follow that and then be able to be accountable to yourself and to the program that you're working with. They can give you then tailored feedback on what you're doing if you're keeping track of all those things.
So it sounds like there is something to be said for, you know, announcing what you've lost on Facebook or keeping a diary or keep using an app that helps you track calories.
Yeah, I think it puts a little bit more pressure and accountability on on yourself. And, you know, we don't want that necessarily associated with guilt or anything like that, but mm-hmm. it gives you a needle of where you're at and then what changes you need to make going forward.
Great. And then the fifth one is you got to make sure that the weight loss program does not promote non-approved supplements.
Yeah.
Talk about the Wild West, right? I mean, these supplements, you know, are often done way outside the scrutiny of the FDA or other agencies.
Yeah, so the supplement industry is not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. It really only falls under control of the Federal Trade Commission. And so the Federal Trade Commission is able to regulate critique very severe or harmful practices. But a lot of the supplements, we either don't have evidence that they work. If they do work, that's sometimes only very small amounts of weight loss. And a lot of times, we actually don't know the risks or side effects. Anytime you put a supplement or a medication into your body, there are side effects. And so I think it's really important to know all of that. And if they're not regulated by the FDA, there's really no pressure to actually do this type of testing.
So you studied almost 200 programs, 191 programs. They include commercial programs like Weight Watchers and, you know, stuff like that, as well as, you know, wellness centers and other programs that might be available to folks. And you found that very few of them actually do include these key elements.
Yeah, if you look at the information that they post on their websites, only 9% of them actually were meeting some of these criteria, not even all of them. We actually then called 52 of these programs to follow up to give them a little bit more of a chance, because not necessarily everything is online. And when we called them, 31% reported that they did some of these, but only 19% reported doing all five elements. And so these are really, you know, very basic kind of standard things, and only a minority of programs out there are really even following them.
So folks have to really be careful. I mean, they could be paying a lot of money for a program that has not at least been medically or scientifically tested and proved to be effective.
Yeah, no, I think that this is really a lesson for folks to be proactive, to call programs and verify the components that they're using before you sign up and pay money, because some of them charge really large fees. And I think it's important to know what you're paying for. And so hopefully we actually get better weight loss outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And in another study, another article that you wrote last spring, you looked at the scientific literature that have actually examined specific weight loss programs. And you did come up with two that you're willing to recommend based on the fact that they have been subject to scientific scrutiny.
Yeah, so this is within the commercial weight loss programs. And the two programs that have done the long-term studies are both Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers. So people who participated with Weight Watchers on average lost between 11 and 20 pounds at the 12-month mark. And Jenny Craig, people lost between 16 and 23 pounds at 12 months. So again, it's not huge amounts of weight loss, but for a lot of folks, that's a degree of weight loss where they're actually going to see improvements in their blood pressure, their cholesterol, their blood sugar, which are really important health outcomes.
And it's not to say that some of these other companies aren't good, but they just simply have not been subject to these studies.
Yeah, a lot of them have only done short-term studies, which gives us promising early results, but from a medical perspective, we're looking for people not only to lose weight, but to keep it off. And that's really where we get the long-term health benefits.
All right. Well, Dr. Kimberly Gujuni, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Gujuni is an assistant professor at Johns Hopkins Medicine and an expert in weight loss. We've got a link to her study about weight loss programs on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. You can hear our Smart Nutrition segments on the third Wednesday of each month here on Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, what to do about blight. It's going to be a good show. Make sure you check us out 9 o'clock Friday morning. On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.